Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sharon Brody. Jurors in the trial of admitted Boston Marathon bomber Zahar Tsarnaev today heard from a friend of the defendant who claims he provided Tsarnaev with the Ruger pistol used to kill MIT police officer Sean Collier. Stefan Silva claims he was holding the gun for a friend when Tsarnaev asked to borrow it for a robbery 2 months before the bombing. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz was in court this morning and joins us now. Hello, Jack.
Hello, Sharon.
According to Silva's testimony, why did he give Tsarnaev the gun?
Well, Silva told a story about how he had robbed some people in Cambridge by setting up a drug deal, having them bring lots of cash, flashing a gun, taking the cash and running. And he told that story to Tsarnaev, and he says Tsarnaev laughed when he heard it. So then a few months later, Tsarnaev calls him. This is now January of 2013, and Tsarnaev says he wants to do something similar with some students down at URI. So February of 2013, Silva lends Tsarnaev the gun, but after a few weeks, he wants to get the gun back. He says, hey, man, can you give me my gun back? And Tsarnaev, he said, kept making excuses. He would say when they met in person, oh, I was in a rush. I left it at home. I didn't want to speed on the highway. And this continued. Eventually, the marathon bombing, Silva never got the gun back.
Now, Silva grew up with Tsarnaev, and obviously he's known him better than a lot of people have. What did he say about the defendant?
Well, the prosecution specifically asked him, did Tsarnaev ever get angry? And he said it was pretty rare to see Tsarnaev angry or even annoyed. But he said one circumstance where he would is when Silva would jokingly call him a Russian refugee. Remember, Tsarnaev's from Chechnya. And Tsarnaev would get really annoyed about that. He was very proud of his Chechen heritage, Silva said, and not Russian. Prosecutors also asked Silva, did Tsarnaev ever call you any names? Silva said he would call him Kafir, which is an Arabic term for infidel non-believer. He said that's the only name Tsarnaev ever called him with any seriousness. He also talked about the one time, remember, friends for 8 or 9 years, the one time he actually went to Tsarnaev's house in Cambridge. And he went into Tsarnaev's bedroom. He said there was a black flag with Arabic writing on the wall that appears to be the same flag as the one used by Al-Qaeda.
Jack, let's talk about the cross-examination. What was the defense trying to get at in questioning Silva?
The defense focused on his social media posts. They hinged on one post from actually before the bombings where Silva said Tsarnaev is the most corruptible person I know. They focused on statements he made to prosecutors saying that he peer-pressured Tsarnaev into smoking marijuana. Now, Silva attempted to walk those statements back. He said they were misstated. Meantime, they also focused on Tsarnaev's relationship with Tamerlan. They said, what was Jahar's relationship with Tamerlan? Objection from the prosecution. Did Jahar complain his brother was keeping him on a tight leash? Objection by the prosecution. Finally, we get a kernel that Tsarnaev told Silva, you don't want to meet my brother. He said he's opinionated, he's strict, and he said to Silva, because you're not a Muslim, Tamerlan might give you expletive.
And what's next in the trial?
We heard from two FBI witnesses today explaining evidence taken from the scene of the boat where Tsarnaev was captured. We're going to hear more about that, as well as evidence taken from Tsarnaev's UMass Dartmouth dorm room. Essentially, now we get into the nitty-gritty. How did we get the evidence? How did we build the case?
WBUR's Jack Lepiarz. Thanks.
You're welcome.